Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I consider it another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. As I always say, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time you're with me. I know there's thousands of other shows you can be listening to and watching. You've chosen this one. You know, I can hit the ground running here, right? The Supreme Court indicated it's going to spike. It will expedite consideration of a petition by special counsel Jack Smith on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election results. I love this. Smith made his request for the court to act in unusual speed to prevent any delays that could push back the trial until after next year's presidential election. They are working overtime. They are so afraid of him. Right? I mean, didn't Nancy Pelosi always say, "I trust the American people"? I guess she really doesn't. No, come on. Don't tell me for a second. She had nothing to do with any of this. She still has quite a bit of power there in D.C., you know, seriously. Anyway, Trump's trial, the election interference case, is set to begin in March. The court had asked Trump lawyers to respond to special counsel's motion by next Wednesday. Now, 2 days later than Smith had requested, the court's next scheduled conference day for consideration of such matters is January 5th, 2024. The court's brief order did not signal what it ultimately would do. Now, a federal judge ruled the case could go forward, but Trump said he would ask the federal appeals court in Washington to reverse that outcome. Smith's attempting to bypass the appeals court, which is the usual step in the process. Now, the case is problematic, I guess is the way to put it. No, really, seriously. Right? It presents a fundamental question at the heart of our democracy. Actually, I hate this. It's our republic. Anybody home? Whether a former president is absolutely immune from federal prosecution for crimes committed while in office or is constitutionally protected from federal prosecution when he's been impeached but not convicted. So the same things that they try to convict him on, right? Now, they're going to tell you that impeachment is not a criminal action, if you would. It's not an official action. Right? Impeachment does not come along with being jailed. That's something the Department of Justice has to do afterward. Now, I love this. They are pushing every button they have. And yet these same people, same exact people, are saying that Donald Trump has done, Joe Biden has done nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing. Choir boy. Right? Now, went on to say, can we prove that the president is absolutely immune from federal prosecution for crimes committed while in office? Crimes? They're not crimes until he's been convicted of them, right? When he's been impeached but not convicted? Trump's presidential campaign criticized Smith for trying to go around the appeals court. He says there's absolutely no reason to rush this sham to trial, except to injure President Trump and tens of millions of his supporters. Trump won't give up. Now, this is a nice thing. This is what scares them about him. He's got money. Lots of it. Right? And he's going to fight this thing. I don't care whether you like him or not. I really don't. At this point, I care that he's making them nuts. He's scaring the crap out of them. He's got them bending over backwards, shaking every tree, doing anything they can. Have they done this with anybody else? Anybody? The court is next scheduled to meet privately on January 5th. It's unclear whether the justices would convene sooner to take up Smith's request. At issue is the December 1st ruling from the U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan that rejected arguments by Trump's lawyers that he was immune from federal prosecution. In her order, Chutkan wrote that the Office of the President does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free card. Former presidents enjoy no special conditions on their federal criminal liability. Yeah, but what exactly did he do? What exactly did he do? What law did he exactly break? Right? I mean, I don't know if some of you saw the meme on this, but the reality is, if they were trying to take over the government, right, if Trump was trying, then the Capitol Police all need to be convicted as well. Have you seen the videos? They were shaking hands, fist bumping, opening doors, uncuffing people that they were handcuffing, like out in public, letting them go in the back hallways. It's just amazing. If the justices get involved, they would have an opportunity to rule for the first time on whether ex-presidents enjoy immunity from prosecution. That's a tough one. I mean, think about this. What he's asking them, if you find out that they've done crimes while in office, should you be able to be prosecuted for it? He should have. You know what? He should have pardoned himself from day one just to pee them off. Okay. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. Be right back.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to for no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinalloftheus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. Then do something. I probably should say... Get informed, then get involved and engage. How's that? That's better, right? Because you want to have a clue as to what you're doing before you step out. I can't tell you how many times, even as a school board member, when I hear some people come up and speak, real honest people, really, you know, got a heart for what, and they're all wrong. You know what I'm saying? And I want to reach out and help them. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her Monday musings. I may rename the segment to that because, man, there's a lot. Right? I mean, seriously, there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. And you just got back from Vegas, didn't you?
I did.
And what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, or can you tell us anything?
Well, let's see. People I was with saw the police, all the law enforcement flying down the strip to the shooting at University of Nevada, Las Vegas. I had Uber driver. I don't try not to take taxis because I did get kicked out of one because I was taking too long. And he was Russian, this Uber driver, and we were talking, and he was telling – we weren't talking politics. And then he brought up how Biden came in and they shut down everywhere around the airport because he was on, but he called him Sleepy Joe. So it was wicked funny. So we were talking a little bit, but yeah, he came to this country because he likes the freedom and the opportunity, and he's taken it, and his children have taken it, and he totally agrees with legal immigration as well. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Most of the ones that are here from other countries, when you talk with them, and you know, some of the left will say, well, of course they're against it. They're already here. They don't care anymore. No, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Many of them worked hard to get here legally, to make sure, you know, that it actually makes sense as many of them come here. My tongue, my brain get ahead of each other, right? Many of them that come here legally understand the pain it took and the right way to do it, and they wanted to be here for all the right reasons. When you see some of these people being interviewed at the border or just past the border, they all say the same thing. I don't want to be an American citizen. I just want to work and send money back to my country. What are you doing here then?
Right. And they don't want to assimilate. They don't want to be part of the American culture. They just want their culture, and they don't care. I mean, we should not 100% should not have the option of Spanish when you call, make a customer service call.
Right.
You know, I mean, if someone can't speak English, it's on them to have someone work on their side to help them. But, you know, whatever.
I stopped at a local restaurant. The guy couldn't speak in English. I couldn't even get a glass of water with lemon in it. Because he just couldn't understand what I was saying. And I almost got irritated. And not at him, because, you know, I mean, the bottom line was the people in the back should be going, okay, wait a minute, if he's going to interact with people who don't speak Spanish at all, and he doesn't speak any English, I'm sorry. There's a problem here, is there not?
Right. Right, yeah. Especially if he has to interact with people. If he doesn't have to interact with people, that's totally fine. They can help him learn it while he's there.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, but Vegas is always an interesting place, that's for sure. It was the rodeo, National Federation of Rodeo or something conference, so there are cowboys everywhere, and it was awesome.
Oh, God.
It was awesome.
Were they running around with six-shooter strapped by their side or what?
Not that I noticed, but, and there's also, apparently, there's something called Cowboy Christmas where the Las Vegas Convention Center, which I'm sure you've seen, is huge, where you just cowboy, if you're a cowboy, and I'm not talking about these dudes who just put on a cowboy hat and boots and pretend to play. I'm talking about real cowboys can go and buy anything they need or want. So it was actually pretty cool.
Well, yeah, well, I know you don't see much of that in New Hampshire, so I get it.
Very far and few between. We have them, but it's far and few between.
Well, yeah, I saw your. I always love watching what you post up because you know. But listen, the elf on the shelf thing, or the elf, where's the elf, whatever it is that you do.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious. I'm sorry.
She went on the gondola ride with me at the Venetian. I brought her with me. Everybody always gets a kick out of it, and they just crack up. I'm like, I hate the elf on the shelf, but I bring her to like her, make her just be naughty.
God, I mean, seriously, aren't you making fun of a certain protected class? I mean, you really shouldn't be doing that. They're, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they only come out once a year, and here you are making fun of them. I don't know. I don't know if I agree
with
that.
I'm not making fun of the elves. I'm making fun of the white parents who push this stupid elf. It's not a protected class.
Hey, listen, you should be very happy. You got a Christmas gift out of the U.S. Court of Appeals, Second Circuit. They blocked three provisions of New York's Concealed Carry Improvement Act. The law that did you read about this? Did you hear about this?
I did not. I literally got home last night at like 12:30 at night.
Hey, that's cool. I just figured this will get you all excited because, you know, they passed that law in New York where I don't know what it was. It was you had to get a concealed carry permit. You had to give them access to your, your social media, all kinds of crazy stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so now the court came back with a 261-page ruling. They struck down the requirement that gun owners disclose their social media accounts for review when applying for a concealed carry permit. The court also blocked restrictions on carrying firearms on private property that's accessible to the public, as well as restrictions on concealed carry in houses of worship. And the reason this is so cool for me, California just did some of these things where you cannot carry a gun in houses of worship unless, of course, you're doing the protection thing there. And also on some private property, even if public has access. It was all kinds of stuff here in California. Now, so even to get a CCW permit, you got to lock it in your car most of the time.
That's ridiculous. What's the point of having it?
Agreed. Right? Now, the part of the law that they left alone, which is kind of disturbing, because, you know, who decides what it means? There's a requirement that applicants demonstrate good moral character and disclose household and family members on the permit application. They'll also be allowed to enforce bans on concealed carry in so-called sensitive places, like theaters, bars, public parks, and other spaces. So, what do you got to say?
I like part of it. I definitely like part of it.
Okay, guess what?
What?
I talked too long. So we're going to go to commercial. We'll come back. I really do. I want to hear what you have to say about it. Although, you know, the governor's having a fit. Be back with you news people. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The special counsel prosecuting former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim. White House correspondent John Decker.
It may just decide, you know what, we're not going to step in at this point. Or it may say, you know what, this is a very important issue. We need to resolve this issue right now.
The Supreme Court said they will consider the expedited request. The Biden administration defends its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire. They expressed concerns that a general ceasefire could empower Hamas leaders to control Gaza and plan future attacks on Israel. Israeli forces are engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities today, marking the third month of the ongoing conflict. Simultaneously, Qatari officials are making efforts to resume negotiations for the release of hostages. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5562. Let me just bring her on. A lot of fun with her. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, somebody in the chat room, when you were talking about the fake cowboy, said, oh, that's, what you call it, cowboy cosplay.
That's exactly what it is. That's wicked funny.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, you're a lot younger than I am, but remember that they used to have, I think it was in the late 70s, they had the bull that everybody tried to ride. You got all these people thought they were cowboys and they were city kids.
One of my friends did it.
It's like, give me up, Blake.
We went to Gilly's, which is a country bar, and one of my friends did it.
Oh, God, that's great.
I
all right.
Did not.
So, in New York, your favorite state.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's right. They're trying to keep people. It's really funny because these states that are so anti-gun keep. Every time they get shot down in the courts, they come right back with something that they think they'd be able to plug a hole, take a different twist, try to get around it. We don't do this, Republicans. We just throw our hands up and go, yeah, okay, whatever. I guess we lost.
Right.
But
well,
you want
no,
to say something
keeps
about
going.
This.
The left keeps going and going and going. All they care, what they ultimately want is to repeal the Second Amendment and take everybody's guns, except for, of course, criminals and law enforcement, even though they want to defund the police. So I can't figure that out. That's like a woman who has PMS and menopause at the same time. Reasoning.
Send your letters to her. Okay.
No, go for it. Bring it. Come at me, bro. So they keep going. They never stop. Like in New Hampshire, we've experienced that. Like Democrats continually push more gun control, even though we win against it every single time. Even when there's been full Democrat control, we have won against it because we can convince enough Democrats that it's bad, right? So, but they keep going. Bloomberg keeps spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in this state to push his gun control. They never stop. And, you know, you got to give them some credit because in some states, when they never stop, they keep getting it passed. It goes. Eventually, sometimes they win, right? That's with anything, you know. Constitutional carry took years to get passed in New Hampshire because you had to keep going and going and going. So, but that's what they'll keep doing because they don't care about the Second Amendment. They don't care about our fundamental human rights to self-defense. They don't care about any of that. They really don't. In fact, they probably hate the Constitution.
Well, I have people, you know, they want to do a convention of states and solidify it.
No.
There's nothing. I've learned a lot more about it. I'm not totally against it, but what I am is, you know, when you talk about a convention of states, what, to shore up the Second Amendment? We have a Second Amendment. There's nothing to shore up. You either support the law or you don't. As a matter of fact, it's not even technically law. It is our Constitution. It's our right. It's set in stone.
Too many people forget what happened at the last Constitutional Convention.
Uh-oh. Tell me.
They changed everything, and we got our actual Bill of Rights and the Constitution. But it was a good thing that time. But do you trust any of the people that are in power this time? Oh, heck no.
No, I don't. But here's the deal. When you have, I don't know, don't hold me to this because I don't know what the numbers are anymore. It's either 28 or 32 legislative houses that are Republican controlled. We have the majority of governors. So if you could pull this off fast enough, I would say yay. So
Hello. Have you seen half of the Republicans that we have in elected office?
I knew when that left my tongue what you were going to say.
You knew, yeah, because those are some of the people that are passing red flag laws and passing Medicaid expansion and screwing all of us. So I don't trust them either. No, it's a big, huge hell no on that one.
Yeah, well, part of this decision in New York, you got to think about this. And everybody thinks, okay, this is the final. Well, it's not final, okay?
No.
So it's the first real federal court ruling, right, that kind of considers potential limits on where licensed gun owners can carry concealed firearms. You don't find that in the Second Amendment. And the Supreme Court's already expanded gun rights in New York and other places.
Yep.
So this is just them, 17-year-old, 16-year-old little brats that are kicking and screaming and yelling and, you know, hoping to get their way, right?
Well, it already counters stuff that the Supreme Court has said, right?
Nothing new.
Who are they saying good moral character? I mean, probably more than half the country wouldn't pass that, whatever the... What are you basing that
on? Good moral character would be somebody who speaks out against Trump on their side of the aisle.
Well,
right?
This is the thing, like, who's making that choice, decision of, or who's making the definition of a good moral character, quote unquote? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Who makes that decision? It's always about the people in power and who has the decision making power. That's where we always get in big trouble.
Well, I remember in Massachusetts 100 years ago when I got my license to carry. First of all, the local police chief always gave it to you in small town, big town, whatever. But one of the requirements was that you had three letters from people of prominence in the community vouching for your character. You know,
I don't believe that you had that.
I'm sorry.
I don't believe.
Back then, I had character, lots of it. But anyway, the great thing about it was I had one of the aldermen write me a letter, and the chief of police's. I knew both his sons.
Nice.
I went to school with both his sons. So, but the long and the short of it was, I guess that was a character test, if you would. And you went into the chief. The chief actually gave you a 20-minute interview. You got your license. And back then, it was good for 4 years, and you couldn't go into a gun store and look at a gun without the license. You had to put the license on the table so you could see it. So anyway, but not that I agree or disagree with all of that. It just was, it didn't seem that it was this hard to get it back then.
One of the reasons, as you know, I fled Massachusetts was because of their gun control laws. And I didn't know my police chief in the city I was living in at the time. I don't know who was of good moral character that I knew in my city. I knew lots of people there, but I didn't know, like, what if the chief of police didn't think they were of good moral character or whatever, a good reference. It's ridiculous. I mean, that's the thing. Like, what if you don't know the chief of police? What if and he doesn't know you? So then what do? You leave and move to New Hampshire. But That's the thing. Like, where does it say in the Second Amendment that I have to fit some definition of good moral character based on some random person who doesn't know?
It doesn't. People, and they know it doesn't. This is not. This is craziness going somewhere to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, and it's never going to stop until we decide to stand up and stop it.
Correct.
Right?
I mean,
I was I lost where it was during the break, when you were accusing me of sitting here and picking my nose. That female gun ownership has exploded.
Of course it has.
In the last year and a half or so, and especially, you ready for this one, among Black and Asian women.
Yep.
So, you know, they must be feeling the so-called heat, if you would.
Women need to protect themselves. If you can look and see where the crime rates higher, you can look and see who the victims are in a lot of crimes. Women need to protect themselves, ourselves. I'm going to say ourselves. I can't run away from somebody. Like, you know, you're in California, Massachusetts, run and flee if you can.
No, you have to shoot the shotgun in the air to scare your assailant. Don't you know that?
That's what Biden said, but he's a daft idiot, so I wouldn't listen to him on any topic. But, so, you know, women are finally realizing, especially even women who, you know, women are victims of crime a lot. And a lot of times, and I've seen it myself, women are a victim of crime and then they decide they want to protect themselves. So they don't want that happening again. That's a huge precursor a lot of times to wanting to practice your Second Amendment rights. And let's face it, crime has gone up in a lot of cities.
Oh, yeah.
And women want to protect themselves, so I'm not going to put up with this, or their and their families. You know what I mean? You're your own first responder, and that includes women.
Well, that's funny. It's the crux of the article is around the fact that women are their own first responders. Many of the abuse comes from an ex, or because they've witnessed a crime, and they get targeted. So again, it's. The police even say they can't get to you. You've actually had police chiefs who say, no, you need to have a gun.
Yep.
You know, kind of thing. So, and yet you got legislators.
Police are there to draw the chalk line.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Kimberly when we return.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime.
You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, Joe the Fever host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Let me just bring her back in. Always have a good time with her. Kimberly Marin joins me. Fresh off a trip to Vegas. And, that place there, can you imagine the damage during COVID that was done there? Because, you need people there in the hotel spending all kinds of money. But, apparently they come back.
I talked to some people about it that worked there, and it was really bad. But think about it. I mean, they didn't make as much money, but they were getting paid extra money to stay at home. Right?
Right.
Babe. The first day, it wasn't that busy, which was a Monday that I was there. It was kind of off. It's off season right now, quote unquote. In Vegas, so, it's not like vacation time, whatever, so it was actually really nice. And then it got really super busy when all the Cowboys came. Yeehaw!
So last week, presidents of MIT, Harvard, and UPenn could not come out and say that, the genocide against, calling for the genocide of Israel is not against their code of conduct, their code of ethics. They couldn't bring themselves to say it. And, as you may or may not have heard, you've got schools that are losing money now. University of Pennsylvania, immediately one of the Jewish donors came in and said, look, I just donated $100 million. You're not getting it. This is ridiculous. Yeah. I mean,
when you allow this kind of conversation to, for any group or against any group, it's wrong. And now, well, it gets even better. Now, Harvard has lost more than $1 billion in donations over this anti-Semitism. And I got to tell you what, the problem with Harvard is they've got such a large war chest. You know what I mean? I think they've got the biggest. I'm trying to find the dollars on it, but they've got the biggest war chest there is.
Is it like $40 billion or something, or is it more than that?
What's that?
Isn't it like $40
billion? Yeah, it's a massive amount of money. So it's not like you're going to really hurt them terribly.
I'm sorry, it's $50.9 billion.
Yeah. I mean, and they get tax money, and they get tax breaks, and it's like, are you people for
tax
real?
Tax-free! They don't even get taxed on all their... They don't have to pay property taxes, which kills middle America.
Yep. And they were some of the most expensive property in the country.
Yes. Yes. Any like, small little piece of land where they are would be, like, $1 million easy. Not even anything on it. $1 million, if not more. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's...
No one ever talks about those, quote-unquote, subsidies, though, do they?
Oh, no. No. You know, and you really think about what Harvard, let's just be frank about it. I mean, think about what Harvard was founded on, right? I mean, the religious principles it was founded on. Who would have, and now you can't go anywhere near religion, and now they're coming against the Jews, and you can go right down this whole list of things. And you have to stop and say to yourself, my God, have we really gone that far into the dark side, whether you're religious or not, doesn't matter. To think that you want to wipe out a group of people, whatever the group of, well, you know, if you said the same thing about the Palestinians, my God, can you imagine what you'd hear?
Oh, my God, they would lose their minds. Lose their minds. People would be fired. Heads would be on silver platters. So I've been reading, so, you know, I've been flying a lot lately. And I've been reading, other than on my way to Vegas, I watch Christmas shows. But I've been reading The Naked Communist. And that's really, I mean, I knew a lot about a lot of, you know, certain things, but I'm learning even more that I didn't know. And it's very interesting stuff. And these people are all part of that. All of them.
Well, and then you got President Gay.
President Gay was the woman who said that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I saw President Gay trending when I was away, but I thought Biden said something stupid and that's why they were calling him President Gay. Like, I didn't know why it was trending.
Are you shocked that President Biden would say something stupid?
No, I expect it. I fully expect it. I never expect that man to say anything of any sort of intelligence whatsoever.
Someday somebody's going to put a gag reel together of him, all the comments he's made, all the mistakes he's made. I mean, I realize it'd be about a 3.5-hour movie. But
I've seen some of them before. It's hilarious, but at the same time, it's horrifying.
Oh, yeah. And they're worried about Trump being near the button to launch the nukes, right?
Biden, oh my God, he probably pressed the button thinking he was flushing the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy wanders around the White House. He doesn't know where he is. That's probably where the cocaine was, why he lost the cocaine.
Did you ever see the movie The Jerk?
Yes.
Okay, and there's a scene in there where his pants are down at his ankles, you know, he's getting thrown out of his mansion, and all I need is this, and all I need. He's just shuffling around. I kind of see Joey B doing that at the White House. I kind of envision that.
I totally picture that.
Can you see Secret Service running around going, no, Mr. President, you over
Mr.
here.
President,
you need to come back over here.
Up. Oh, my God. Mr. President, you need to wait.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I got a little bit of jet lag, I think. Sorry.
No, this is, I'm all good with this. I am tired. We played nice. We've danced around issues in the past. Not you and I, but the generic you and I, right? Nobody wants to get in there. And when you look at this, look, President Gay knows that she has lost or they have lost billions of dollars of canceled or paused or withdrawn donations to the university. But yet her board stands behind her. Now, That's because of how much money they got sitting in the bank and or they're deaf and or they hate the Jews. It really, there's no other thing to say.
It's probably all of the above because the left is seriously anti-Semitic, and I don't understand, this is why I never understand, and I haven't understood it for years, why Democrats, why Jewish people vote for Democrats ever. Because this has been going on for years. This isn't anything new. This is going, decades, progressives have been anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
So I don't ever understand why I see Jews who are Democrats or Jews who are progressives, quote unquote. I don't understand it.
So the University of Pennsylvania's president stepped down. And everyone's like, yeah, we got to win. Okay, but read further. She stepped down on Saturday, but she's going to keep her position as a tenured faculty member at the university's law school. I'm like, really? Seriously? Where's the pain in all this?
None. She got off easier. She can be like Elizabeth Warren and teach one class for $350,000 a year.
Oh, God. Just amazing. Gay from Harvard, she landed the job as a Harvard president because of the institution's diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. So you don't even know if she got the job because she was the best person for the job. She just happened to check off a bunch of boxes that put her to the top of the list.
I think we already know she wasn't the best person for the job. I think we know this, because one of the things you have, if you're a president like that, I mean, they have a communications department, Joe. She didn't just randomly make that statement. Someone else, she talked with them first. And if she didn't, she should have completely been fired immediately. Not resigned, been fired. But they talk this thing. They discuss it. They don't just go out there and say whatever they want. They don't do that.
So to give you an idea how whacked these people are, over 700 Harvard faculty members signed a December 10th letter sent to the board urging the board not to fire Gay. Part of one of the paragraphs reads, "We, the undersigned faculty, urge you in the strongest possible terms to defend the independence of the university and to resist political pressures that are at odds with Harvard's commitment to academic freedom, including calls for the removal of President Claudine Gay." Now, the funny thing about this is what they're saying here, don't give in to the political pressures to stop calling for the death and the annihilation of Jews, right?
Yeah. Yep.
God.
I'm sure a lot of the listeners agree with this, a lot of viewers, whatever, agree with this, but it's totally understandable now, and it has been for years. Why why Hitler was able to rise. It's the propaganda, it's the lies, and when you have the media and institutions and all these places that are all spewing the same propaganda, I mean, I have to admit, I was a little bit shocked by all the young people, college students who were like, Hamas is great, free Palestine. Really? They clearly know none of the history. None. Zero. History about that whole region.
No.
And because they've been lied to and they've been fed propaganda and they buy it hook, line, and sinker because they're not taught to critically think anymore.
No. I'm not surprised at all because I know what goes on in the education system. I know what these people are talking about. And you're right. It's out of ignorance. All right. And when you try to straighten it out later on, they think you're just trying to cover. Anyway, love it that you're with me every week. Tell people where to find you.
GreticRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Okay. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're stuck with me for the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thanks.